as I said when I was running, the only poll that counts is the one on election day. The super PACs move money in and out all the time. Nothing unusual about that. So I was not surprised or worried by it.
Why do you think that he's behind when you as a Democrat have been so popular?
I think part of it has to do with neither one of the candidates are well known in the district. And it takes some time for people to get to know you. And when you think about the size of the district, it's virtually impossible to be in individual communities frequently enough for people to actually know who you are and understand what you stand for. So I think it's just a very, very difficult process to go through. And I think that that's had some impact.
Now, regardless of whether Aaron Wolf wins or Elise Stefanik wins, how concerned are you about the Republican potential to control both houses?
Well, clearly, I think that if that happens, virtually nothing will get done because we still have a Democratic president. So I think it lends itself to stalemate. Unfortunately, I don't think that Republicans, at least in the House, because of the extreme right there of about 60 to 80 votes, have the ability to do anything in the form of compromise. And I think in the absence of that, you will see very, very narrow bands of activity. You will not see, in my view, big steps forward. In other words, immigration, tax reform, passing of appropriations bills. It will be just a very difficult process. The other thing that you have to remember is, even if the Republicans take control, it looks like they get 51, 52 seats, which means they still have to deal with the 60-seat closure question. So going to be very difficult for them to govern as well under those circumstances, because closure has now become a vehicle to block everything when it was really intended to be a vehicle to be implemented when you had real serious questions. But everything now gets elevated to a serious question when, in fact, many of the things should simply be routine governing activity.
Are some of these news pundits then making too much out of the fact that Republicans may have both chambers? Or
there's certainly dramatic impact associated with that. But it tends to be the routine things that are disrupted for the administration when the other party is in control of the two houses of Congress. But in terms of the big issues, that still requires compromise, no matter what. So unless people are prepared to compromise, the big things are not going to get done.
When do you head back?
November the 12th.
This is a long break, then.
This is an incredibly long break. And this is a situation where I think that what has happened in this Congress is very problematic. So little activity, so little ability to compromise. Someone said to me recently that they found it very disturbing that the only thing we could agree on was going to war again.
So in other words, people aren't going to notice that you're not down in D.C.
Unfortunately, I think that that's very true. And one of the indicators of that is the amount of activity we have going on in the office. And I thought initially it was because I had announced I was not running again. But I've talked to my colleagues, and they have very little incoming from constituents because there are no issues on the table. People are not writing to say, I want you to vote this way or that way, because there's very little that we're voting on. So it's a big, big problem. You know, I've been asked frequently, do I think it's going to change? I think it will. I think it's going to take another 4 or 5 years for that to happen. But we've had these periods in history, in the history of our country before. So you can't panic. You have to understand that it's still the best system there is out there. And it's going to take another couple of years for it to right itself. But in fact, I believe it will do that.
Democrat Bill Owens represents Northern New York's 16,000 square mile, 21st Congressional District, composed of all or part of 12 counties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.